Backwards in yards.
Why would they sweep the yards?
Well, they kept the yards different then. If a person had grass in his yards, he wasn't keeping his yard up.
Oh.
It's reversed completely. Now, if you hadn't got grass in it, you're not doing anything.
What were you supposed to have?
Just a pure dirt.
Just dirt. Why did you have dirt? Why was that?
Just sweep the ground off clean. And you take back then, you take girls on Saturday evening, they'd get out there with those brush brooms, as we call them, and sweep the ground off where there wouldn't be any dust blowing around. I remember one time going over and picking a girl up, didn't have a yard swept good on enough on Saturday, and she was sweeping Sunday morning. She went and got herself ready, and we went to a picnic. Well, at the picnic, we walked around, and the weather was hot. And back then, they didn't have any face powders. So they used flour. I noticed after a while, after we had walked, we was sweating, and that was running down her face. I noticed over on her face that sweat had melted, got that flour together, and I noticed, I don't know how many little biscuits sticking all over her face.
I bet it wasn't quite that hot. Okay, listen, now this about the broom. If the broom, this is just to get you to say a particular word. If the broom were in the corner and the door were open so that it were hiding the broom and I said to you, where is the broom? You would say the broom is?
Behind the door.
Okay. Now, years ago on Monday, women used to do their what?
Depend on what kind of women they were. Now, if it's farm woman, she had to pick her time to wash her clothes and things. Most of the time, being off on Saturday, they had to get out and chop cotton and help in the field.
Now, when you say chop cotton, what do you mean by that?
Thinning it. You'd plant your cotton, you know, just a roll. And then you'd thin it down to whatever distance you want the stalk to be in that. We call that chopping cotton. Really, it was thinning, but that is what it was known as, chopping. We hardly ever said chop corn because we call that thinning.
Oh, that's funny.
And we chop cane.
You
know, a circ cane, sorghum.
And
things like that.
Let me interfere here just a minute. I used to hear that we swept yards. They swept the yards because they fought the grass in the field so much and they hated the grass. So they didn't want grass in the yards. Now, I read that somewhere or something.
Well, I never had read that, Homer. But anyway, my sister was 7 years older than I was. And she married before she got grown. Or before she was 20. And she'd want me to help her sweep the yard. And mother did too, of course, that's a little different. I'd help my sister and I'd mind my mom.
Something, I know what I was going to ask you. Talking about the grass in the cotton field, what kind of grass would grow up?
In different areas, it's different grass. There's one that we call crab grass that we have here now. It had lots of seed on it. And some hurrah grass, which grows in the lower land.
Hurrah grass?
Hurrah.
That's a funny name.
I don't know the real name of it. That's what it was always known as. Then there's always some weeds, and thistles, and briars, and things like that. Now, some of the folks that have a fence around their cotton field and have geese. And those geese, they'd have enough. They didn't have to do any hoeing cotton like that much. The geese would eat the grass. And I don't know where they killed it when they I don't think they pulled it up. I just think they bit it off. Now, where they're biting it off, their bills poison it or